People come to the U.S. to study and to work and to live from many countries, of course, among them India. Earlier on the show today, we discussed the fatal shooting last week in Olathe, Kansas, which resulted in the death of Srinivas Kuchibhotla. He was an Indian citizen who came to the U.S. to study and then worked for Garmin, the company, as an engineer. News of his fatal shooting reverberated in India, but also here in the U.S. among Indian Americans. Siva Sundaram is a medical student at Harvard here in Boston. He wrote about the attack for USA Today. Siva grew up one state over from Kansas in Rockford, Illinois. His parents are Hindu immigrants from India. So Siva, like the victim in the Olathe shooting, Srinivas Kuchibhotla, you're neither Muslim nor Middle Eastern, but I gather in the years since 9/11, some Americans haven't always known the difference.
That's right. And the funny thing is, I don't think that ever really bothered me. I had felt a certain sense of security being a young person who spoke without an accent. It didn't matter to me much if I was mistaken as Muslim, because I thought, what's wrong with that?
So you said you had been mistaken for being Muslim a couple of times. Tell us about those times. What were they like?
The first that I remember was shortly after I moved to Salt Lake City after growing my beard. I walked into this grocery store, like an Indian-Pakistani grocery store, and a man with a much more impressive beard than mine greeted me, Salaam Alaikum, and began to utter the rest of the greeting. And what I could recognize was Urdu, a language I don't speak. And my thought was, I feel close to you. I feel that you are looking at me as someone who is one of you and trying to make a connection. And I wish I could respond in kind, but now I recognize you. I see you. It was more of a pleasant thing than anything to see. Like, this is an attempt of human connection.
Mistaken identity in a good way.
Exactly.
So when you heard about this shooting in Olathe, how did you react?
It took a toll on me. It hit me harder than I expected it to. I think the question gets at what it is to be human, maybe as a young male who sort of feels invincible. I never really thought that the danger applied to me. And I think that's a dynamic that we see in a broader form when all of us who could be targeted for some reason or the other feel relatively safe and sort of find it easier just to live our lives rather than trying to make a change.
You feel less safe today than you did a week ago. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So tell me a bit about your parents and how they ended up in the Midwest and how their own journey shaped your identity.
My parents were both educated in India as an engineer and an architect. And my dad came to the U.S. to get a master's degree in business. Neither of them really planned to stay, but it so happened that they had my brother. They needed to find jobs, and jobs were in Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois was an interesting place to grow up Indian American because the community was there, but it wasn't huge. And so I felt like being Indian was not that central to who I was. It was just one of a number of things about me that first and foremost, I was Siva, the kid who did well in school, or Siva, the kid on the basketball team, not Siva, the Indian kid. Mm.
So what do you make of the national response to the shooting in Olathe?
I think the response has not been that visible. It's hard to tell these days. It's hard to know what the national conversation really is because we're all filtering through our Facebook news feeds, and that seems like the world to us.
But you're saying that the response hasn't been visible as in it should be getting more attention, but it's not?
I would think so. I would expect my voice to not be one of the few that I've seen out there. And I think part of what people are struggling with is that we know so little about what actually happened. Mm. I'm not standing here trying to level allegations of this was definitely a hate crime against someone who looks like me. I think it's a complicated story.
Where does all of this leave you, considering, as you wrote so wonderfully in your USA Today column a few years ago, you grew a beard and your father suggested you ought to shave it. What do you think today about his advice?
on the one hand, that part of me that feels invincible is still alive, and I still have all these reasons in my head that it won't actually happen to me. And there's another part of me that that feels like it's actually quite important for me not to change anything about the way I live my life.
Why?
Right now. I have this hope that if I can continue to be me as a person who defies and cuts across different kinds of stereotypes, you know, I can look like someone who might be Muslim, but I have a Hindu background. I view that as a personal political step to try to encourage everyone to not put such stock in these stereotypes.
Siva Sundaram is a medical student at Harvard. Thanks very much for coming here.
Thank you.
If you want to read an excerpt from Siva's USA Today piece, just go to PRI.org.